studio with me, I have Adrienne O'Brien. She is the director for the Early Learning Program. Good morning, Adrienne.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So today we just talk a little bit about the Early Learning Program as a whole, and then a few things you guys have planned coming up for Ketchikan, Metlakatla, and Prince of Wales. What is the Early Learning Program?
The Early Learning Program, in a nutshell, is a program that works with kids birth to 3 years old and their families who have developmental delays or who might be at risk for developmental delays. And typical delays that we see, probably the most common, are language delays. So, you know, your two-year-old is not talking yet. You can give us a call and we can do an evaluation. Or maybe a child was born prematurely and that's considered a risk factor for developmental delays later on. So it's always good to get in there early and make sure that those delays don't pop up. And so basically what we do is we get a referral for a child where there are concerns, and we can come out and do an evaluation with the family and the child and just get a general idea of where they are as far as meeting their developmental milestones, and see if they're eligible for services. So you have to have a certain percent delay to qualify for services, or like I said, have some risk factors in place that that could possibly lead to a delay later on down the road. And then we go into the home however much we determine is necessary, and also how much the family is interested in having us come. Typically, it's a home visit. We provide services in a natural environment, so at home or at the rec center or the library, wherever that child feels most comfortable, and with their family, of course. And the whole idea is to provide the primary caregiver with strategies and skills to support their child's development. So it's not so much us working one-on-one with the child. It's really meant to be sort of a coaching process where we provide those strategies for the caregivers and kind of help them through practicing them with their child.
You said that you guys usually get referrals. Do people ever come to you with questions maybe about their child's development, or where are those referrals coming from?
Most of our referrals come from the pediatrician's office. We also work with children who are receiving services through the Office of Children's Services. But anyone can make a referral, and we're really not just around for kids with delays. We're around for families who have questions about their child's development. So anyone can call us up. We're at Community Connections, 225-7825, and just let us know what you're thinking for your kid, and we can come out and do even a simple screening before we move on to the full developmental evaluation. So we can do developmental screening and hearing screening and vision screening as well.
So anyone is eligible for these services, I guess. Anyone with a child?
Yeah, anyone with a child under three can call us up. And if there aren't any major concerns going on, like I said, we'll do just a developmental screening and see if anything pops up. If not, we have another program called Watch Me Grow, where families can sign up to receive that screening every couple of months, fill it out, and then we will score it up and call them with recommendations, suggestions for activities for their child's age. And if any kind of delay pops up on the screening, then we'll recommend a full evaluation just to get a better sense of what's going on.
So even kind of some things to look out for before they might even be a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. You can sign up. We are going to be a part of the prenatal classes at the library, and so you can sign up for Watch Me Grow before your baby's even born. Just let us know roughly the due date, and then we'll put you in the system and we'll contact you. The screenings start when they're about 2 months old. So that's when we can really get started in looking at whether or not they're meeting some of the expected milestones that we like to see in infants. And there are activities and educational things you can do with a newborn too. And so we really like to see them, you know, as soon as they come out, so we can get our hands on them and start teaching parents all of the cool things they can do with a newborn that helps kickstart their development and really get them ready for school and adulthood even and everything that comes on down the line.
Wow, adulthood.
Yeah, it all starts in their first couple weeks, and the first 3 years are really the prime years for brain development. That's when the majority really of brain growth happens. And so it's really the time to take advantage of all of the really great strategies that parents can use to help that all happen.
I guess what would you say to parents maybe who haven't thought about this at all? Maybe they don't know that it's really important at that time in their baby's life, mm-hmm. or what would you say to, I guess, to encourage parents?
Yeah, I think I would just tell them again that the first 3 years are really critical, and that's when most of the, well, I guess I would say that by the time they're three, their brain is about 95% of their projected adult weight, and so it really all happens in the first 3 years to set that foundation for the future. And of course, it's possible for kids who are older to catch up to their peers and to, you know, the levels that they should be for their age, but it's definitely harder. Really a good example is talking about learning a second language. And the older you get, the more difficult that is. And that's because your brain, the way your brain is developing, it sort of closes that window. And that happens. Some of those, you know, quote unquote windows do close really early on. And so it's really best to provide the most that you can for your child during those really formative years for their brain.
Are there things that you say to look out for, a few milestones or maybe signs that your child does have some, you know, trouble, I guess, and should come and see you?
Yeah, I think probably the earliest things are if there were challenges during pregnancy or delivery, or of course, if your child was born with something that might lead to challenges, if they have a diagnosis, to definitely call us up. And then really, we just want parents to call us if they're curious. You know, it's hard to know, especially when they're really young, you know, before they're 6 months, if they're on track, if they're doing what they need to be doing, you know, if they're reaching out and grabbing at your rattle or reaching out and even touching your face, if they're tracking objects, you know, looking from side to side, how they're doing on their tummy, are they lifting their head up, things like that, that we're really trained to be able to identify. We have an occupational therapist on staff, Kristen Coffin, and then the rest of us are early childhood special educators. And so in Ketchikan, we have Kristen, the OT, and we have three special educators. And then on Prince of Wales, we have an early childhood special educator. And then on Metlakatla, we have the ability to communicate with families over video conferencing equipment, so we can meet that way. And you can bring us any questions that you might have about your child, and we'll help you out.
So more than anything, even specifically, just a general resource for questions and...
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, call us if something does come up that you're concerned about. And usually the doctors are pretty good at catching those things, too. And so they know all about our program, and hopefully they'll let you know about us when things do pop up that are a concern.
And for people who are looking for these services, are they, like, they're available to everyone? Are there fees? How do people, I guess, qualify for these services?
Well, the only way to qualify is to get an evaluation and see if there are any delays. At this time, we don't charge for services. We do bill insurance and Medicaid, Denali Kid Care, and there's no cost to the family. That is going to change somewhere down the line, where there will be a nominal fee for services that we're going to put in place. But right now, there's no charge to families. We never deny services based on inability to pay. And so really all you have to do is call us up, and we'll do that evaluation and get you started.
And sounds like you guys heard from the library board doing some other activities just out in the community. that you're going to be a part of the
prenatal classes.
Prenatal class. And is that the same as the infant massage class, or those are separate?
Those are separate. So we have infant massage coming up on the 14th is the first one. It's called Soothing Slumber. And then another one on February 28th called Gas Pains and Motor Gains. And so Kristen is going to be teaching those classes, and she's a certified, we're all certified instructors in infant massage. And so that's one of the classes we have. We also have a positive solutions parenting course that we provide about every 3 months or so. It's going on right now, so you can call us to sign up for the next round.
Are those infant massage classes exactly what they sound like?
Yep. You come with your baby and you massage your baby, and we massage a doll to sort of demonstrate the strokes. They're really helpful, like, you know, like the title says, soothing slumber. There, it's proven to help with sleep, to help with weight gain for those preemies, and there's all kinds of benefits for infant massage that you'll learn with Kristen in the class.
So learning some massage techniques that you can take home then?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that's the 14th?
The 14th and the 28th at the library.
And I believe it's from 11 to noon, is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing you mentioned was the positive solutions. What exactly is that? That has a little bit more ambiguous name.
Yeah. It's meant to be a course for parents of children with challenging behaviors, but really any parent will gain from the class. It just helps to provide good strategies for challenging behaviors. And like the title suggests, it's all about being positive. And helping your child learn through positive direction, basically telling your child what to do rather than what not to do, and how that tends to lead to more desirable adult results. Sorry.
Maybe adults too. Is that something you would then, is that a class for the parents or parents with the children? How do you teach those
solutions?
That's
a class just for parents. You can bring your kid. We try to always provide some kind of child care because they're usually held in the evening. So we try to provide some dinner and child care.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Adrienne. Is there anything else you think we should know?
I just wanted to let people know that today we're going to be at the Ketchikan Gymnastics Club from 10 to 12 doing a screening clinic. And we do the screening clinic at the library, too, every quarter during the Friday story time at 10:30. And that's where we'll do the hearing and vision screening, and then also have information available for the developmental screenings in the Watch Me Grow program.
And are you guys pretty easy to spot there?
Yeah, we'll have our own table with our big banner up, and you'll see us with our little screening equipment, and just come in, and it's free, and it's really important, especially that hearing and vision screening. There's not anywhere else in town where you can get that done before your child goes to school. So, and that's stuff that's important to do about every year, is get hearing and vision checked.
Well, we've been talking with Adrienne O'Brien. She's the director of the Early Learning Program. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.